Hey, this is a chart review. This is on 7/5/2022. This is the one that has been lost since the 6th. So I'm redoing it, but I'm not paying for it. So make sure Alex knows that Dr. Jahani said he's redoing the dictation because it's locked in some vault or someplace that they can't reach it. So I need to give this to the right people. So I'm going to redo it, spend my time, but I'm not paying for it. Okay? All right. So it's Deerbrook, D-E-E-R, Brook Hospital, on 7/5/2022, patient seen by Dr. English. First patient is S.M. He's a 59-year-old male seen with left ankle pain with a high uric acid, white count of 9,000, creatinine 2.9. Blood pressure was 204, 110 initially, then 197, 115 at discharge. I spoke to you regarding this on the day that I reviewed the chart regarding the increased blood pressure. Patient was given Toradol, prednisone, Norvasc in the emergency room, Tylenol and prednisone, and was sent home. Patient needed to be admitted. Next patient is, patient was called, no answer. Next patient is KB, is a 34-year-old woman with back pain, right side. Vital signs were stable. CT of the abdomen, X-ray, CT and lab work, pregnancy test, urinalysis, all negative, diagnosed with muscle pain slash flank pain, given Toradol in the ER and Motrin and Flexeril. Patient is doing better at this time, was happy with the care. Next patient is IP. This is a 77-year-old woman seen 3 days ago with degenerative disc disease, x-rayed in the neck, showed our DJD. Patient continues to have pain. Dr. English did a CT, which was appropriate. CT also showed DJD. Treated with Valium and Flexeril with excellent response. Sent home. The phone number is invalid. Period. Dr. English did the right thing by ordering CT scan instead of x-ray. That was done 3 days ago. Blood work was done initially within normal limits. Next patient is KM, is a 31-year-old male. Boom, fainted inside the truck. Patient is diabetic on insulin. Cardiac workup was negative. Blood sugar was 452. CBS negative. CBC was negative. Urine tox urinalysis, CT scan, EKG was negative. Patient patient declined observation. After he declined observation, no other attempts were made to find out how much insulin the patient is on to increase the insulin or even recheck the insulin before a patient was discharged. Which was inappropriate. Patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is Zoe, P-A-L-A-Z-P, put down Z-P. It's a 2-year-old female seen with fever, allergy symptoms, headache, left without being seen. No one answered the phone. Next patient is M-A, is a 46-year-old woman, presents with left-sided chest pain, cardiac workup, D-dimer swab, testing negative. Patient has no history of heart disease, no unknown medication. She also had CT of the abdomen, EKG repeated. Diagnosed with gastritis and cystitis and treated and sent home. Patient was happy with Dr. English's care. Next patient is LR. 36-year-old woman seen with cough congestion, sinus pressure swab testing negative, diagnosed with sinusitis, treated with antibiotics, doing much better. She was happy with the care. TH, 19-year-old woman seen with lower abdominal pain, bloating, loss of appetite. Patient had a positive COVID test and Appropriately, Dr. English did further workup, including CBC, CT, which showed early appendicitis, and was transferred to Memorial Hermann after Dr. Walker declined admission to Cleveland for acute appendicitis. This patient did not answer the phone. MM is a 42-year-old woman seen for psychiatric evaluation when patient presented to the emergency room in a towel. She drove her car. She said she fell in the shower and was afraid she was having a concussion. The patient has CT, blood work, UPT, urine analysis, all within normal limits. Appropriately, patient was observed, psych was called, and then released to the care of her family after psych cleared her. Then DG is a 6-year-old male with a dog bite involving the Vermilion border. After Dr. English decided to transfer a patient to for a consultation with plastic surgeon, they left AMA. Later, I called the patient, and they did require plastic surgeon's skills to close the wound. They're doing very well. We're happy with the care at Deerbrook. Patient's doing very well and was happy with the care at Deerbrook. Then it's RM, is a 36-year-old woman on antibiotic for sinus infection, wants to have a COVID test to return to work. COVID testing was negative. Patient was sent to work, was given the results, and was happy with the care. Next patient is AM, is a 4-year-old baby or 4-year-old child, needed a COVID test to return to work. Return to school. Had been on medication for Titus Media. Patient is doing well. And the COVID test was negative. Mom was happy with the care. Released to school was given. Next patient is CJ, 23-year-old female seen with right swollen ankle. She fell while she was running. X-rays were negative. Was given Motrin, boot, and crutches. Okay. Next patient is RG, is a 27-year-old male here for COVID testing, which was positive on 6/29. It was repeated on 7/5, still positive. Symptoms are subsiding. Followed the CDC guideline. Was happy with the care received. Next patient is MD, is a 35-year-old male with toothache, swollen gum, diagnosed with right-sided molar dental caries. Clindamycin, Toradol in the emergency room, Tylenol, and clindamycin at home. The phone is disconnected. Next patient is EF, is a 28-year-old woman with flu-like symptoms, diagnosed with COVID. Declined chest x-ray, declined Paxlovid. CBC CMP was negative. Also had a positive strep, which was treated with amoxil, tesalon, zofran, and albuterol, which is appropriate since they declined treatment with Paxlovid. Patient is actually doing better the next day when I called him. We're happy with the care. Next patient is CF, the husband of the last patient. Also has positive COVID, declined Paxlovid, declined chest x-ray. White count was 10,000. Also had a positive strep. CMP was within normal limits, treated with amoxil, tesalon, Zofran and albuterol, and yes, he is doing better as well, and they were both happy with the care received. Thank you. Again, this is a redictation of the 7/5 date of visit that y'all can't find. Today's the 11th, and I have to have this back ASAP. So just forget the last one. Just don't charge me for this one. Thank you.